Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Gits on Nerds is teaming up with Positive Grid to give one lucky listener their very own Spark Smart Amplifier. Visit positivegrid.com/guitar nerds. It's super simple, and you could be the owner of one of the most fun and feature-packed amps I've ever played. Spark is a comprehensive solution for home jamming, learning, and recording for electric, acoustic, or bass. You can play and practice with millions of songs and access to over 10,000 tones, powered by Positive Grid's Bias Tone Engine. Spark features a smart and intuitive range of rotary controls on the amp itself, but really comes to life when used alongside its companion app for iOS or Android. It's so well laid out. Straight out of the box, I was able to tailor my tone with a bunch of amp models and a comprehensive range of effects. There's no learning curve here or complex interface, just tons of tones straight off the bat. I love the Smart Jam feature. Play a looping riff on Spark and the amp and accompanying app work together to learn your riffs, then generate authentic bass and drums to accompany you. Perfect for making just jamming around more interesting and fun. Auto Chords is another banger. Import your music from YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Music, and the Spark app will auto-display its guitar chords in real time as you play. Easy controls let you slow down the song's tempo or loop difficult sections as you master playing it. On top of all of this, you can use the Spark as an interface. USB directly into your computer and access all the Spark tones, amp models, and effects for recording. All of this for only $299. Visit positivegrid.com/guitar nerds, enter to win a Spark, and check out all its incredible features. Hello and welcome to the Guitar Nerds Podcast, the world's number one guitar podcast. I am your host, Joe Branton, joined this week by Matt Knight.
Guess who's back?
Jay Cross.
Back again.
And legendary Pokemon, Mark Packham.
Marky's back.
No one got with Joe.
Tell a friend.
No one cares that you're back.
No, that's true.
No, it's Mark is back. Well, this is it. We've got the full team back for a very special episode, which I'm very happy about. And of course, I do want to start this podcast by saying thank you very much to Matt Knight and to Jay Cross, who both hosted the last 2 weeks of Guitar Nerds. And thank you, dear listener, for putting up with that. You both did a fantastic
literally
job.
Dear listener, everyone else is gone. There's one person.
That's probably true. That probably is the case. But yes, we're back for a very special episode. I did want to say, dear listener, I have been off the last couple of weeks because I've been away supporting my family through a very difficult time at the moment. So I was incredibly grateful to the guys for sort of stepping in and taking the reins over the last couple of weeks. In fact, I still am. I've been staying away with my family, and I'm going to be heading right back there after this. It's just this episode was going to be so good that I had to come back because Mark Packham has offered to do a quiz.
What I'm here for. I'm just bringing the quizzes. That's what I do these days.
Yes, exactly, which is going to be fantastic. But you know, I kind of like guitar news. Is
the guitar world's Bob Monkhouse. That's who you are.
Fine by me.
Yeah, you certainly.
No one in America knows who Bob Monkhouse is. That's going to be completely lost.
What would be the American sort of game show host equivalent?
What's the fella from Family Feud, Jay?
Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey, maybe?
Steve Harvey is not the equivalent of Bob Monkhouse.
Okay, I don't know.
Bob Saget? Isn't he some sort of comedian? It's called Bob Barker.
Why are they all called Bob? Everyone's called Bob. Bob Barker, I think, is like a quiz show fella that's probably equivalent to Bob Monkhouse.
I'm going to Google American Bob.
I think
Bob.
He did Price is Right. Hang on. Bob Barker. Let's have a look.
Oh, they had the Price is Right in America too. Wow.
It started
all
in
the good ones.
The US.
Yeah.
I guess it probably did, didn't it? The game show is quite an American thing, isn't it? We've probably nabbed that one from them.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, though? That is a UK, invention. But I tell you what, me and Maddie have been watching a lot of classic Who Wants to Be a Millionaire recently, and I got a little bit emotional the other day when I saw someone win £1 million. Oh. I was like, oh, I jumped up and cheered. I can't believe what I've become. You know, I'm watching a game show from literally 20 years ago. Also, I tell you something that's completely
Wait, you're watching old episodes, not even new ones?
Oh, yeah, not watching new ones. No, I'm watching old ones with Chris Tarrant. What's so mad is that, like, all of the people look like complete aliens. I don't understand how fashion and just kind of general well-being has changed so much in 20 years. All of the people, just none of those people look like real humans. They all look like a projection of what an alien race would consider humanity. It's so odd. It's so odd. But great show. Great show.
Here's one for you. Talking about the passage of time, like, you think things have changed a lot since when was it? Jay, 2001, did you say?
It started in the late 90s, but like the core era was sort of 2001, 2002.
So now we are as far from GTA Vice City coming out as Vice City was from the era in which it was set.
Yeah.
So think about how alien the world of Vice City felt when you were playing it. It was like proper 80s, right?
Yeah.
We are as far from that. Not that much has changed since Vice City came out, right? Like, I feel like if you were going to... Because when was that? 2003 or something, 2004? Like, if you were going to set a video game now in 2004, what would be the things that you would do to let people know that it was set in 2004?
New metal.
Yeah,
just
new metal.
Like, new metal soundtrack.
That was done by 2004. There was no new metal.
Probably right.
Was it?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, right.
I feel
what was cool in 2004 then? The Strokes?
No, I think you're kind of right. I think 2004, I think skinny jeans were just probably starting to come out. I think around 2004, I was wearing a lot of velvet blazers, I think.
American Idiot, did that come out in 2004?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. But like, that's not that different, is it? Like, think about the difference between the music in 2004 and like Owner of a Lonely Heart by Yes.
Mark Zuckerberg creates Facebook. 2004.
I don't know if you've seen The Social Network, Matt, but it is a bit more complicated than that. You know, he didn't just create it one day.
Yeah. No, exactly. It was
started.
It was Lex Luthor, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Lex Luthor was the one who did it.
Yes.
Portugal hosts the UEFA 2004 football tournament.
I tell you what, that was a great tournament. Really, really good tournament.
I just thought on Wikipedia 2004, you know, see what happened.
When did we start podcasting?
It feels like maybe like 1984. I mean, it's just...
Half-Life 2 came out.
Oh, the classic.
The Nintendo DS. You know.
Well, I mean, this has been a great trip down memory lane, fellas. Should we catch up next week?
we can't wait for our 2004 special.
I mean... Talking of new metal, though, it has come back in a big way after Limp Bizkit's amazing performance at Lollapalooza.
He looks like an old grandpa.
It's so good.
The tash is just out of control.
It's fantastic. I think he looks wicked.
Yeah, I think he looks great as well.
I got a message from the sax player in my band asking what the guitar was that Wes Borland was playing. Because, of course, I think he used that four-string PRS that we were talking about.
Oh, yeah, okay.
What?
I think he's playing a lot.
I don't listen to the podcast. Four-string PRS.
He's got a signature.
But it has a bass input and a guitar input, so he runs it to... You know, two different amps.
I'm going to need to Google this. When you say four string, is it like a six string guitar that he's only got four strings on?
No, it's only got four strings on it.
It's a four string electric guitar. It looks fantastic.
Yeah, I think everyone suddenly realised, oh, Limp Bizkit, they were pretty good.
I don't think anyone's ever realised that.
No.
Absolutely, or
best band ever.
No.
When I went on holiday a couple of weeks ago, when we drove down to Cornwall, on the way down, I put on Chocolate Starfish and the Hot Dog Flavour Water.
And I remember you said that, Jay, and I listened to it.
I remember biting my tongue.
I listened to it in full on Friday and was like, still good.
There's some great songs on that record. There's some really good songs on it.
It's just a little airborne. Still good.
That Wes Ball on guitar looks absolutely wicked. So I'm just looking at it now. Like, so mad. Fantastic.
It is absolutely fantastic. Dear listener, check it out if you haven't. There are a couple, actually. I think probably the one you're looking at, Mark, is the Solid Body.
I'm looking at like a Sunburst one that's got a P-bass pickup in the neck and like a humbucker in the bridge.
Right, yeah. Yeah, there are a couple of variations. There seems to be a sort of a slightly more angular hollow body, which I'm not sure if it's made by PRS or not, or if that's like something Boutique has had made as well that he seemed to be playing. But it's very cool. It's definitely the best bit of a bad band. But
they're a good band.
I like Limp Bizkit.
Love that he plays jazz choruses.
There's a fantastic photo on his Instagram, right, which is... It's him and Fred. They're like clearly like backstage somewhere. Wes Borland is dressed sort of like a weird gothic egg. Like he's got like a weird sort of gothic outfit on, and then he's got this mask thing that makes his head look completely bald, and it's painted totally white, except the mouth, which has got like this weird sort of blood stuff around it. And he stood next to Fred Durst, who is wearing a golf shirt, some baggy chino cutoffs, two-tone Vans, and obviously he's got his, you know, like Colonel Sanders hair and moustache. He looks like the world's most normal man.
It's the weirdest Starsky and Hutch reboot I've ever seen. Just like, they just look mad. Like, what a weird couple.
I just like his sort of, they're like the sunglasses that Durst is wearing, the sort of red... sunglasses that like normally like old people have, I guess.
Oh, they're like aviator sunglasses, aren't they? Like gold rimmed aviators, but with a reddy orange tint.
Love it. What a look. These two are fantastic.
Well, yes. And on that note, we should start doing this quiz, Mark, because you were telling us about this. You put this together. It's quite complicated. You said there are going to be opportunities to win points and to lose points, which means I think we're going to have a lot of fluctuation in the scoreline. So
I've tried to also do it so that people at home can play along and they will be able to top up the amount of points that they get. There's no if you don't get a question right, there's no passing it on, because what I'm going to get you to do is all answer the question
at
the same time. So that's why I asked you to bring a pen and paper. And then what we'll do is at the end, so round one is general knowledge, we'll get into that in a minute. I'll get you to write your answers down, and then at the end we'll go through and see who got what points. Round two, I'm calling, and I'm not going to dive into the details, we'll talk about the details in a minute. Round two is called All Hands on Spec. The third round is called Hamer or Kramer.
Wow.
Round four is Who Am I? And round five is Go On, Name Them. So that's, there's a lot of points available, because in general knowledge, everyone can potentially get 1 point from everyone. And then after that, there's some big points available. You can win
big
10 points.
How
there's
big
points available. Really big. Really big. So do you want to dive into it? You ready?
Oh, I'm so excited and ready.
Everyone got a pen and paper?
I'm ready.
I've got a pen and paper.
Good. Listeners, feel free to play along at home and see how you do in this quiz.
Welcome to the Mark Packham quiz.
There we go. Round one is general knowledge. There's 1 point for each question. You're all going to write down your answers, and then we're going to mark them. And I'm going to have to trust you that you're not amending them.
Cheat.
I think...
I'm going to cheat.
Don't cheat.
I'm getting it.
Respect the integrity of the quiz.
I don't respect any integrity of anything.
I don't respect anything.
Question one. Who is credited as the co-designer of the Fender Stratocaster with Leo Fender? Question one. Who is credited as the co-designer of the Fender Strat with Leo Fender?
Ben Affleck.
It's not Ben Affleck, Joe. I'll give you that clue right now.
Oh...
Question two.
Question two.
Which Ibanez range featured the Luthite body from 1997 to 2005? Which Ibanez range featured Luthite bodies from 1997 to 2005?
I've got one in my cupboard.
Question three. Which guitar player is known for playing a Fender Strat known as the Beast?
Cool. That's, oh.
Some of these are like, they're like quite broad in terms of like, you know, we're not going too much into the weeds here, but there are also things that you think you would know, but you may not know the answer when pressed.
I'm into it. There's a fine line you've trodden with these questions.
I've trodden it.
Something about the podcast recently. Some really bad mispronunciation of words, mainly from me. But,
the Codpast.
The Codpast.
Yeah, I did listen to that episode, actually. I enjoyed it. It was good. I'll do question three again. Which guitar player is known for playing a Fender Strat known as the Beast? Question four. Which company made the Tal Farlow signature model?
God, dear, this is a hard quiz.
Wow.
Can you repeat that?
Question four. Which company made the Tal Farlow signature model?
How do you spell...
yeah. No Googling, J. Cross.
Is it Dwayne the Rock Johnson?
It is, yeah. Imagine, who would make his signature model, do you reckon?
Stonefield.
The Rock Stonefield. Rocktron. Right. Question five. In which year did Fender produce their first fretless bass? And I'll give you 2 years either side.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
In which year did Fender produce their first fretless bass?
Fretless bass.
As a production, I'm assuming, not like a custom.
Well, I order. Was trying to dig into that, and it seems that was the first one that they actually made anyway. From what I could find, it seems like the first one they ever did was a production. I'm not, obviously there'd be prototypes and stuff, but in terms of ones that are actually available, it seems that this is the first one.
Right.
Question six. What does the BB in BB King stand for?
Broad bass.
Yeah, exactly that. Joe, you're the broad-based king. We know that. Question six, what does the BB in BB King stand for? Question seven, who is credited with designing the first headless guitar? Question seven, who is credited with designing the first headless guitar? Also, Joe Branton is the answer.
Oh, yes!
Question eight. In which US state are PRS guitars based?
Mm.
In which US state are PRS guitars based?
Where do most dentists go to learn their trade?
Jared, we've just been talking about a cool PRS.
That is true. They do make the occasional cool guitar.
Question nine. In which decade was the Gibson Sonex released? Question nine. Ooh. In which decade was the Gibson Sonex released?
Oh, decade.
Ah. Yeah, decade. Yeah, not the year. Okay, last question in this round.
It's all coming down to this, boys.
In 1957, Buddy Holly and the Crickets performed on television, the first time the Fender Strat had been seen on mainstream TV. On which show did they perform? In 1957, Buddy Holly and the Crickets performed on television, the first time the Fender Strat had been seen on mainstream TV. On which show did they perform? Does anyone need any of the questions repeating?
No.
No, Joe Branton?
No, I'm good.
Right, so what we're going to do is we're going to go through the answers and you are going to give me a yes or no. Well, in fact, you just count them up. Well, you tell me what your answer was and then you count up how many you got right and then I'll put that into my little spreadsheet that I've got going here. So, lovely. Question one, who's credited as the co-designer of the Fender Stratocaster with Leo Fender? Does anyone want to answer it?
I don't know.
No, neither did I. I couldn't even hazard a guess.
I put George Fullerton.
It's not George Fullerton. Ah. The answer is Freddie Tavares.
Oh, Freddie.
I don't even know who that is. I only found out that Leo wasn't Leo Fender's first name the other day. I'm sure we've spoken about that
Clarence.
Before.
But
yeah, I did not know.
There we go. Right, question two. Which Ibanez range featured Luthite bodies from 1997 to 2005?
Aerodyne.
Nope.
No, Ergodyne.
Ergodyne. Ergodyne.
He's done himself. He's so confident.
Oh, it's over. It's over. That was the only question I had.
So again, if you got that right, just mark it down, and then at the end, you can tell me how many you got right. Right, question three.
Blame Fender Japan for that one.
Yeah. Aerodyne obviously being Fender Japan models. Ergodyne being the Ibanez that we were looking for. Question three. Which guitar player is known for playing a Fender Strat known as the Beast? Anyone got it?
I put
SRV, but that's not right.
Matt Knight?
Go on, Matty.
I put Dave Murray from Iron Maiden. He's not Australian. He just always makes me think of it.
Dave Murray. I went with my... If you don't know the answer to a question that Mark Packham has asked, generally the answer will be related to the Beatles. So I said George Harrison.
Unfortunately, it's none of those boys. It's Dick Dale. It's the upside down strum Strat reverse headstock Dealey.
The gold large flake one that he
had. Yeah, indeed, That is the Beast. So
from what I can gather here so far, out of the three questions that the three of us have answered, we've got 1 point between us.
Yes, indeed. Great. So out of a possible 9 points, you have got one. So question four, which company made the Tal Farlow signature model? Anyone want to have a guess?
ESP?
Tal Farlow was an old jazz guitarist, wasn't he? So it's got to be either Gretsch or Gibson. So I've gone for Gibson.
Matt Knight?
I, for some reason, thought it was a bass player. So I put Sandberg.
Unfortunately, Joe Branton is correct. It is Gibson. Tal Farlow is kind of jazz, traditional jazz player. Yeah, I think it was 50s or 60s. I can't remember the exact year. But yeah, it's like a big body. And I think it's got like pointy horns as well. I need to look at it. But so 1 point for Joe Branton there.
I'm in the game.
Okay, question five. In which year did Fender produce their first fretless bass? Give you 2 years either side. What have we got?
I went for 78.
Okay. J-Cross?
I'm clearly shooting a little bit too early here. I went 68.
I went even earlier. I went even earlier. I went 58.
The answer is 1970. So J-Cross gets the points.
J-Cross on fire. 1970.
And weirdly, you would think
it'd be a
jazz.
The Police weren't even a band then.
You would think it would be a jazz bass, but it wasn't. The first ones available were Fretless Precisions in 1970.
That's really interesting that we went 58, 68 and 78.
Yeah. That is weird. Yeah, that is really weird. I wonder what the psychology is behind that. Who knows? Right, question six. What does the BB in BB King stand for?
Benjamin Button. It's just tuning, isn't it?
It's B to B. He's really loving the down tuning. Stands for baritone burger.
The baritone Burger King. He was sued by his favourite hamburger restaurant. Tears are short on it.
Good.
I went for Blues Boy.
I took a step. I took a complete. What was it?
I went for Blues Boy, spelt with an I.
B-O-I. Jay, what did you have?
I went for a total stab in the dark and went Big Bopper.
It's unfortunately not. It is Blues Boy, though, Matty. So 1 point for Matt Knight.
No, it's not. Is it really?
It's Blues Boy, not with the I, but I'll give you it anyway. It's Blues Boy King. Yeah, it's the.
What did you do, Joe?
I put Benjamin Button.
I still like baritone Burger King. I thought that was funny.
It's very good. Right, question seven. Who is credited with designing the first headless guitar? Anyone got any ideas?
It's Ned Steinberger.
It's got to be Ned, isn't it?
The answer is Ned Steinberger. Oh, did all three of you get that?
No, I put Guild.
Right.
They had some weird stuff.
What Guild headless model were you thinking?
I don't know. I just thought it'd be like some sort of obscure, like, you know, just some sort of weird thing that they probably did in like
jazz, some sort of weird jazz guitar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fine.
And also, right. I couldn't remember what the model Steinberger, and I could only think of, again, Sandberg for some reason.
Sandberger. Ned Sandberger. Classic. Ned Sandberger King. Right.
Ned Steinberger King, yeah.
Okay, question eight. In which US state are PRS guitars based? Who's got an answer?
Jay, you go.
California. I don't think it's California.
I said Nashville.
Nashville's not a state, you idiot.
Oh.
I know the city, and I was trying to think of the state. Is it South Carolina?
It's not. It's Maryland.
Maryland's a state. Damn. Yeah. I didn't realise it. I put Maryland. I just didn't realise that was a state.
I mean, if you put Maryland and that was your answer, but you said your answer was South Carolina.
No, so. I put Maryland, South Carolina, because I thought Maryland was a city within the state.
Oh, I'm going to give you that, Matt.
No,
gonna...
I don't think you should give him that. I don't think you should give him that.
Yeah, he can have that. Matt can have
Baltimore
that.
Baltimore is the city, Matt. That's...
Yeah, I had no idea that Maryland was a state. It's right
indeed.
Next to Delaware.
Indeed, right. I'm in Delaware. Question nine. In which decade was the Gibson Sonics released?
The 80s.
The 90s.
Matt Knight?
I put the 80s.
It was indeed the 80s. Oh. To be honest, it's a bit of a trick question because everyone thinks of them as 70s guitars, but they were released in 1980, right at the start of 1980. So, yeah, they are indeed an 80s guitar. Right, question 10. 1957, Buddy Holly and the Crickets performed on television, the first time a Fender Strat had been seen by a mainstream TV audience. On which show did they perform? Anyone got an answer?
Ed Sullivan, yeah.
Yes, all three of you are correct. It was the Ed Sullivan Show. Playing a bloody lovely Strat. Right, so what did we all get from that? I'm going to trust you to give me your correct numbers.
Matt Knight got 5.
Yeah. J-Cross?
I got 3.
Okay, and Joe Branton?
I got 4.
Okay, there we go. Things are pretty close at the end of round one, but there are a lot more points to pick up in these next rounds. So, round two is called All Hands on Spec. Now, what I've done for this is I went to the Fender website and I've pulled the specifications for 5 different guitars. Now, I'm going to do one at a time, I should say. So, this first one is one guitar. Now, what I've done is I've reversed the specs in the order of which they'd be most obvious, and I'm going to read them out And one of you has to jump in and tell me what the guitar is that I'm talking about. So, and the earlier you get it, the more points you get. So, for example, the first one might be a vintage style case. That would be 10 points if you guessed the guitar correctly from that clue. The next clue may be locking machine heads, and that would be 9 points if you got it from that clue. So, and then the last ones are very obvious, and generally there's about 5 specs, so you'll either get 10 points you'll get 10 points if you get it straight away, or 5 points if you get it on the last one. But it is a race to jump in. So do you understand that?
Yes.
Vaguely.
Fine. Basically, I'm just going to read you out some spec, and you've got to tell me what guitar I'm talking about. They're all current Fender models. The spec is all pulled from the Fender website. So, question one, for 10 points, includes deluxe molded hard shell case.
Presumably, if we make a guess, we're out, right?
Is it just the range we're guessing here, or the individual...
They are generally, it's an individual guitar, yeah. I would say. Okay, Jay, to answer your question, I would say, no, you're not necessarily out, but you can't just be jumping in just saying, like, whatever Strat Tele each time.
Okay. Just, can I make a guess?
Just be sensible.
I'm going to make a guess.
Fender American Ultra Strat.
No. Matt Knight.
Johnny Marr signature.
No.
Ah.
Okay, for 9 points.
Doesn't come with a case.
For 9 points, Bone Nut.
Oh, Johnny Marr does, sorry.
For 9 points, Bone Nut, 22 narrow tall frets for easy bending.
Stevie Ray Vaughan signature.
No.
Oh.
For 8 points, treble bleed circuit maintains highs when reducing volume.
Eric Clapton signature.
No. That was for 8 points. Treble bleed circuit maintains highs.
American Professional.
Volume.
American Professional 2 Strat.
No.
Oh. American Professional 2 Tele.
No.
Teles don't have treble bleed circuits, you fool!
This is for 7 points. Deep C-shaped neck profile with rolled fingerboard edges.
Fender American Original Strat.
No.
Damn it. Fender American Original Precision Bass.
No, they're all guitars. I didn't do any basses.
Oh.
Okay, for 6 points, cut Telecaster bridge with compensated brass saddles.
Oh.
Fender American Original Telecaster.
No.
Damn it. Fender American Professional Telecaster. American Professional 2 Tele Deluxe.
That is correct, J-Cross, for 6 points. So the last...
I had
no idea that Telly's had a treble bleed circuit. I thought it was only a Strat thing.
I mean, none of us did. This was literally attrition. I think we got through every single model.
That's kind of the point, though. The last one would have been, by the way, for 5 points, would have been 2 V-Mod 2 double-tap humbucking pickups. So hopefully from that, you would have got it. So, Jay,
The one for me that got it is that bridge is wicked.
I like how every clue you give reveals a little bit more. It's like that game show where you can just see people's junk and you have to make a decision.
It's like Naked Attraction.
Naked Attraction. Did we ever tell you that me and Mark know someone who went on there as a contestant?
Was it you?
It wasn't me, if only. No. Wow. No, very, very funny to see.
But he did get a text from his mum saying... I'm watching this show, Naked Attraction. There's a guy on there who looks exactly like you.
No. She texts him saying, "Have you heard of Naked Attraction?"
Oh, yeah.
And his response was, "Ha ha, yeah. Apparently there was someone who looks just like me on it." And her response was, "With the same name."
Fantastic.
So good.
So J Cross, write down that you got 6 points from question one.
6 points.
6 points on that one. Okay, we'll move on to guitar number two. So for 10 points, right and left-handed models.
Cool.
Oh, Kurt Cobain, Jagstang.
No. For 9 points, black chrome adjust-o-matic bridge and floating tremolo tailpiece with lock button.
Oh, no. No, that won't be
for
on the Fender.
For 8 points, 3 knurled chrome dome control knobs, volume, tone.
Fender America, Kurt Cobain... Jaguar. Kurt Cobain Jazzmaster. Kurt Cobain Jaguar.
That is correct. J Cross. Yes. 8 points.
Ah, it was so close.
For 7 points, you would have had modified lower switch plate with 3 toggle pickup switch. For 6 points, classic Jaguar dual circuit rhythm lead design. For 5 points, Dimarzio DP103 PAF 36th anniversary neck pickup and BP100 super distortion bridge humbucker pickups. For 4 points, you would have had black textured vinyl hard shell case contains exclusive Fender Kurt Cobain book. So, hopefully you would have got it by 4 points. So Jay, you need to,
storming
you
it
need to
Jay
write
Cross.
Down 8 points on that one.
I have.
Well done, Jay Cross.
For question 3, for 10 points, integrated forearm and back contour and mahogany neck.
American Acoustasonic.
You need to be more specific.
American Acoustasonic Tele.
No.
American Acoustasonic Jazzmaster.
I think that Jay got that. Unfortunately, for 10 points, wow. I believe Jay got that. It was the Acoustasonic Jazzmaster. So for 9 points would have been Blend Knob Selects Blend Voices. For 8 points would have been Patented Stringed Instrument Resonance System. For 7 points would have been Acoustic Engine Delivers New and Unique Sound. And so on and so on. You get it. Okay, this one.
I do feel
one,
as though I've got a slight unfair advantage in this round. But
well done, Jay Cross. I'm proud of you. I think you did well.
I mean, Joe almost got it, but yeah. He unfortunately picked the wrong one.
I just forgot there was more than one.
Yeah, right. So number 4. For 10 points. Maple set neck with modern C-shaped profile.
Damn.
I've got to wait till you stop making noises and I'll move on. For 9 points, 9.5-inch radius Laurel fretboard with 22 medium jumbo frets. For 8 points, 3-way toggle pickup switch on up about. For 7 points, 4 control knobs, volume and tone for each pickup.
Oh god, this is the
is it the Fender Troublemaker Tele?
The contemporary Telecaster.
No, none of these. For 6 points, Adjust-O-Matic bridge with anchored tailpiece.
Oh, it's, come on guys, I can't remember it. It's that signature model. Do you remember that dude from that band that you guys
Derek
quite
Wibley.
Like that's rubbish? No,
not Derek Wibley.
No, the rubbish middle of the road band that for no reason have a signature model. It's what? Recently been refreshed. I just can't remember the guy's name.
I'm tempted to give it to you, Joe, because you have got the right guitar.
Yeah, I knew it from the start. I just can't remember his name.
I can't think of any. What's got a set neck?
It used to be exactly. It's the only set neck telly.
Oh, Jim
thing.
Atkins telly.
Oh, Jimmy Eat World.
Oh, yeah, Jimmy Eat World. That's it.
Jimmy
that really
Eat World.
Average band.
So
yeah,
Matt
Jim
actually
Atkins.
Got, Matt actually got the name, but I'm tempted to give this to Joe because he was describing the right guitar, but couldn't remember the name.
And well, of course, set neck. Jim Atkins. Yeah.
Jimmy
Eat
World.
Yeah.
So for 6 points, Joe, I'm going to give you that because you did.
Wow.
You got it. Basically, I think you got it off for 10 points, but you got it for 6 points.
I just couldn't remember his name.
So make sure
Jimmy Eat World are a good band, man. The first 2 records are like amazing.
Yeah, I really didn't like
really,
them, but
really
I did,
amazing.
I did really like that guitar. The original, a friend
the
of mine.
The guitar's quality. Yeah. The guitar's really good.
It's so weird for Fender to produce something like that. It's kind of like, I don't know why he sort of tried to defender a Fender as much as possible, but it made a fantastic instrument.
It's based on a real guitar. The TC90, yeah, which is I think it was a Korean made guitar originally that was a set neck Tele with 2 humbuckers. And that's what he played kind of in the early days. And so, yeah, it is based on a real guitar. The TC90s are very cool. Very, very cool.
Right. We've got one more in this round. Oh, by the way, your other 2 clues on that would have been dual Seymour Duncan SP90 single coil pickups for 5 points and semi-hollow ash body with matching headstock for 4 points. So hopefully you would have got it after that. Right, let's do the last one in this round. I hope everyone's keeping track of their points. This last guitar, for 10 points, modern C neck profile. For 9 points, 70-style F logo tuners. For 8 points, 2-way phase toggle switch.
2-way phase toggle switch.
For 7 points, Player Series Stratocaster single coil pickups.
Fender 70s Player Series Strat.
No.
Ah.
Okay, there's one clue left for 6 points. Comfortable lead body shape.
Oh,
lead fifth. Two. Jay Cross has got it again, unfortunately, for 6 points.
Jay, what have you scored in this round?
30.
So Jay Cross with 30 points. Joe, what did you get? You got six.
Six, yeah.
And I Matt got and I, unfortunately, nothing.
Zero on that one. Okay, so the scores as they stand are Matt's on 5 points, Jay's on 33 points, and Joe on 10 points. But there are a lot of points to pick up in this quiz, and there's also opportunities to lose them as well. So who knows which way it's going to go. Right, so this next one, round three, Hamer or Kramer?
Hamer nice. Or Kramer?
This is even before we get into the quiz, this is a great round. Mm. Great round name.
So I've got the name.
You should have gone Hamer versus Kramer, let's be honest.
Yeah,
but,
sure, that's true, yeah. So I've got 10 guitar. The names of 10 guitars here, and all I want you to do is write down whether they are a Hamer or a Kramer. And so there's maximum 10 points that you can pick up here. What we'll do is I'll read them out, you guys write down what you think they are, and then we'll go through them afterwards. So number one, there's some great names in here, by the way. Number one is the Monaco. Is that a Hamer or a Kramer? That's number one, is the Monaco. Okay, number two, the Californian, Hamer or Kramer? Number three, the Night Swan.
Oh, that's a good name.
Hamer or Kramer? Night Swan. Number four, the Scepter. Hamer or Kramer? That's number four, the Scepter. Number five, the Pacer. That's number five, the Pacer. Hamer or Kramer? Number six, the Beretta. That's number six, the Beretta.
The real quiz is going to be, when I go back through these, will I be able to tell the difference in my handwriting between the words Kramer and Hamer?
Yeah, sure. What do we just do? Number six, right? Number seven is the Blitz. Number seven, the Blitz. Is that a Hamer or a Kramer? Number eight is the Assault Plus. Number eight is the Assault Plus. Number nine is the Vector. Who will be the Vector of this quiz? The Victor. It's the Vector. Number nine is the Vector, Hamer or Kramer. And the last one, number 10, is the Knight V. It's like,
I'm feeling quietly confident about this round.
Okay. I'd have no clue unless I'd looked at these.
Oh yeah, well, because we did Kramer at GAC, and so they weren't very available. But like, I remember people coming in and asking for them.
Right, fine. Well,
so,
yeah,
I guess we'll see.
Number 10 to repeat is the Knight V. It's like a flying V, but like Hollyoaks After Dark. Right, let's go through the answers. So number one, the Monaco, is a Hamer.
Yes.
Number two, the Californian, is also a Hamer.
Boo.
No.
Damn it.
Number three, the Night Swan, is a Kramer.
Oh.
Yes.
I love these voices, these noises. Okay, number four, the Scepter, is a Hamer.
Yes.
Number five, the Pacer, is a Kramer.
A Kramer.
Oh, yes.
The Kramer Pacer, classic guitar.
Classic.
Number six, the Beretta, is a Kramer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay, number seven, the Blitz, is a Hamer.
Yes. Yep.
Okay, number eight, the Assault Plus, is...
That's a Kramer. Kramer Assault.
Kramer.
Bloody great guitar.
Is a Kramer.
Yes.
Okay, number nine, the Vector, is a Hamer.
Yes.
Okay, number 10, the Knight V, is a Kramer.
Yes!
Aww.
Nice.
Right.
Joe, are you all right there? It sounded like...
Each one, you sounded closer to the edge, if you know what I mean. Right. How many points did you all get?
Seven.
Seven for Matty. Jay?
Eight.
Eight for Jay.
Joe? Nine.
Joe got the 9.
Yeah, nice one, Joe.
So the scores as they stand are Matt has got 12 points, Jay's got 41 points, and Joe, 19 points. Right. That was the end. Oh, I'm just looking. How long have we been going for? Oh, we got time.
You cool. got loads of time.
Cool, because these rounds, I think, are going to be a bit longer. So, round 4 is Who Am I? And you know the classic game, 20 questions.
Mark Packham.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I am Mark Packham. I did think about putting me as one of the answers in this to see if you would get it. That would be funny. So, I have picked 5 different guitarists. You're basically going to ask me in turn questions as to guess the identity of these guitar players, famous guitar players.
Okay.
They're all people I would say that are like top tier. They're people that have got like signature models and stuff. So be thinking in that kind of territory.
Okay.
And so take it in turns. If you want to make a guess, you can do. There's no penalty for making a guess, like guessing the name.
Oh, I'm just going to put together a list of top guitarists.
Let's not do that. Let's actually try and figure out who it is.
Yes,
so we'll go youngest first, which is that you, Matty? You're younger than Jay, right?
It's me.
Oh, is it? Okay, Jay.
Actually, I am the baby of the group.
So, starting with guitar player number 1, ask me a question. And I can only give you yes or no answers, by the way.
So, I get to ask one question.
Yeah, it's like guess who.
And then it goes on to the next person.
Exactly that. Then it'll go to Matty and then Joe.
But Jay asks a question, but someone else wants to jump in with a potential answer. Can we do that?
Then you have to wait your turn until you ask, is it this person?
Okay, so I ask a question.
So you ask a question and then answer.
And then I can give an answer.
Yeah,
you guys can't answer. So basically, Jay would say, like, let's say we were talking about, I don't know, who's not on
this list. Ben Affleck.
Yeah, let's say we're talking about Ben Affleck. Jay says, is this man the worst Batman? And I say, yes. And then the next person would go, oh, okay, is it Ben Affleck? Oh no, they'd probably say, is it Val Kilmer?
And then
someone else will go, is it Ben Affleck? And I would say, yes it is, you've won the 5 points.
Okay, fine.
I actually might up the points on this. I think I'm going to put it to 10 points because I want other people to be able to catch up to you, Jay. So if you get one of these...
Oh,
right,
yeah, changing the rules in the middle of the game.
I knew the Fender round was going to be a bit weighted towards you, but actually I'm also thinking that maybe we need other people, give people a chance, otherwise they might not get there by the end of the quiz.
Unbelievable.
Right, so
are you saying that most of these signature models are going to be Fender players?
Actually...
Good investigation there.
There is not an overwhelming presence of Fender players. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
So, Jay Cross, go first.
And is it yes or no questions?
Yes or no answers. Okay. Yeah.
Yes or yeah.
Asking the star sign.
Is this guitar player still alive?
Yes.
I get to guess.
Let's do it like that. Yeah, let's do that. So you ask
because otherwise
Jay could ask a question that would
make it really obvious.
Yeah,
of course. I will guess it is who am I gonna guess? I'm gonna guess it's Joan Jett.
No.
Was this guitar player big in the 90s?
No.
Okay.
Hmm.
Is it Johnny Marr?
No.
Okay.
Does this guitar player play a Gibson?
Those questions are ambiguous, but I would say no.
I won't guess this time around.
Okay, Jay Cross.
Is this someone, and I'll let you use your discretion here, is this someone you would consider a guitar nerd's regular, someone we talk about a lot?
Yes.
St. Vincent.
Jay Cross, you are correct.
It is indeed
St. Vincent. Please mark down that you've got 10 more points on your paper. Right, so this time we're going to start with Matty to give Matty the first go. So this is, we're guessing, guitar player number 2. Matt, what is your question?
Is this guitar player dead?
No, I'd think about that because you did it the other way around to what Jay did. So, no, this guitar player is not dead.
Does this guitar player...
Hang on, Matty's got maybe have a guess.
Oh, sorry.
Is it Graham Coxon?
No.
Worth a stab in the dark.
Joe Branton.
Does this guitar player play Fender?
No. Again, those questions are a bit ambiguous, but I would say...
I guess your question is, what are they known for playing? Yeah, what are they known for playing?
Are they known for playing Fender? Yeah. No, they're not.
Okay. Is it Mikey Demas?
No. Jay Cross?
Is this guitar player... are they in their prime now? Is this someone who's at their height, the height of their popularity, or has the height of their popularity been within the last 10 years?
Has the height of their popularity been in the last 10 years? I would say no.
Okay.
But probably from a sort of public consciousness, I would say no.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah.
Are you going to have a guess?
Yep, I'm going to guess Sinister Gates.
That is not correct.
Oh.
Has this person... No.
No, wait. Yeah, it's Matt. It's Matty. Yeah.
Does this person currently have a signature guitar?
Yes.
Is it Derek Whibley?
It's not Derek Whibley, no. Joe Branton.
Does this person have a Gibson signature model?
No.
I'll skip her, I guess.
Now you might as well use it.
I thought it was leaning towards it being Slash, which it obviously isn't now. So
okay.
I can't think of anyone.
Okay, fine. So we'll go back to Jay Cross.
Okay, so they're alive. They're not at the height of their popularity right now.
They don't play Gibson.
They're not a Fender player. They're not a Gibson player.
Joe, don't help him out.
Oh, sorry.
But they do have a signature model. Okay.
And it's not Mikey Demas.
And it's not Mikey Demas. Is this guitar player... someone, I'm also trying to like ask different questions as well, just to mix it up a bit. Is this someone who any of us would have listened to at home organically, like, you know, just would have put on a record by this person in the last, say, 3 months or so?
I'm going to suggest no, although okay. I couldn't say for certain, but I'm going to say no.
Okay. I think I've got it.
Is it Tosin Abasi?
No.
Okay.
Does this guitar player have a big-bodied jazz-style guitar?
No. Again, they might own one, but they're not known for playing that.
Scuppered my idea. Is it Wes Borland?
It's not Wes Borland.
No, my Joe Branton has gone.
Did Matt Knight previously own the signature model of this guitar player?
I don't believe so, no.
Damn it! I was hoping it was going to be Patrick Stump.
Patrick Pump.
Again, that's like ruined my guess.
You're going too narrow. That's exactly it. You've got to be broad.
Yeah, I need to be
Come
more,
on, Joe. Get this. Don't hand it over to Jay. Base.
Okay. So that question didn't help anyone, did it? My last question. Right. Okay. So. It's not jazz, but it's not Fender or Gibson, but they do have a signature model. They're not in the height of their career.
Stop recapping because you give the others ideas. Recap it in your brain hole.
Okay. I mean, I've been writing all these down. I don't know what you lot have been doing.
Oh, really? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, I don't know any guitars that aren't Fender or Gibson.
Signature model. Oh, I am. Yes. Okay. I still have a guess. That's what I'm. What you're waiting on. It is.
That's how the quiz works.
Dustin Kensrue?
No, it is not Dustin Kensrue. Okay.
There you go.
J. Cross. You probably want to be thinking of these things like while other people are talking.
I'm also listening, you know, conscientious.
I know what it is. I've worked it out.
He's worked it out. Joe's worked it out. Okay. Would we have talked about this guitar player because of the spec of their... Is there something remarkable about the spec of their guitar that meant we would have talked about them on the podcast? Or is it just
What are you asking? Is there something unique about their guitar? I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, okay, fine. Is it Ben Wyman?
It is not Ben Wyman. Matt Knight.
Is this...
I think someone had already asked about an ESP signature, hadn't they?
No.
Is
this player famous for being in a band?
I would say they were in a famous band, but they are not. When people think of them, they wouldn't think of, like, that is the guitar player in that band.
That is not a yes or no, but yeah, that's
well, I just had to clarify, but I would say no, they are not known for being in a band.
With a signature.
Come on, Matt. Come on, Matt. I believe in you.
Oh, hold on. Is it Steve Vai?
It is, Matt. Yes! Steve Vai is the answer. Oh,
good work. Yes,
very good, Matty. Oh. So just mark down that you got 10 points on that one. Oof. And we'll move on to guitar player number three, starting with Joe Branton to kick
off. It's my go first. Wonderful. Okay.
Now remember the lessons that you learned from the previous round.
Okay. Yes.
Don't just say I think that this is going to be Derek Wibbly Wobbly, and so I'm going to say, is this person playing a Squire Telecaster with an X on it?
I'll go for something super broad. Okay. Did this person have a music video released in 1970? okay, so broad. So I'll stick with my tack of, does this person have a Fender signature model? Oh, no. Is this person known for playing Fender?
Are they known for playing Fender? Is too ambiguous.
Right, wow, okay. No, that was
this person. Okay. Ask another question that's less ambiguous.
Okay. Is it George Harrison?
It is not George Harrison. And that is your question. Oh, no, actually, that was your question. So now you guess who it is.
Is it John Lennon?
Who is not George Harrison. I am terrible at this.
That's one down. And in fairness, it's probably unlikely that he's going to have chosen Annie Clark or Steve Vai again. So I reckon that's three names down.
There's three people it can't be.
Okay. Well, someone who I couldn't even ask the question if they were known for playing one thing. So someone who plays a lot of different things. That actually in itself is kind of a narrower downer of a question. In which case... Is it Joe Bonamassa?
It is not Joe Bonamassa, no. J. Cross.
I'm going to go back to... Okay, so is... We don't know whether this person plays... Does this person have a signature guitar that we would have spoken about on the podcast?
Yes,
recently?
I would say yes.
Is it... John Mayer?
It's not John Mayer. No. Okay. Matt Knight.
Is this person a famous solo guitarist?
I would say no. I'd say very much linked to a band.
And it's not Joe Bonamassa or George Harrison or Steve Vai or Annie Clark. Is it Slash?
Or whoever I said.
Is it Slash?
It is not Slash, unfortunately. J. Cross.
Wait, it's Joe.
Oh, Joe Branton, even.
Okay. Has this person's signature guitar done well in a Gear of the Year series?
Oh, nice question.
Not that I remember.
Okay, that's either answer is actually useful.
Good shout.
Not that I remember. I wouldn't say that it's one that's come in the top three any year or anything like that. It doesn't stand out to me as a Gear of the Year thing that we've talked about in any particular depth.
Okay. I'm going to skip a guess because I'm not sure at this point.
Okay. J. Cross.
Is this someone who we would listen to regularly? Is this someone that any of us would listen to regularly?
It's really hard when you ask me about those questions because you three listen to quite different stuff.
I would suggest
this probably isn't on daily rotation.
Yeah, okay. Is it Billy Gibbons?
It is not Billy Gibbons, no. Okay. Matt Knight.
Was this person's band famous in the 90s?
Famous is...
Make that broader.
Be less
make
ambiguous. Broader, I would say.
Like, is this their heyday? Sort of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, make it less broad, if anything.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Has this band had a hit single?
Most definitely. Yeah. Okay. Absolutely.
It's top shelf. They're top shelf guitarists.
Yeah. I'm just wondering, you can be a top shelf guitarist and not have a hit single.
Yeah, totally. Steve Vai is a top five guitarist. I wouldn't say that he's, as a solo artist, he's had a hit single. No,
okay.
This band has absolutely had hit singles, I would say.
Is it Alex Lifeson?
It's not Alex Lifeson, no. J. Cross.
What are you talking about? Russia, absolutely in their prime.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so this is a band who have had many hit singles to the point that Mark scoffed as he said yes to that question.
No, I said absolutely they've had.
Yeah, but it was very much a case of like, oh, yeah, absolutely they have. Okay. You know? They're not in their prime. They play a lot of different types of guitars, so you couldn't just nail them down as a Fender player. They have a signature model, which I have inferred probably came out within the last 10 years or so. I'm kind of struggling with that bit. That's the bit that's a little bit difficult.
Yeah.
We're looking
for an older player who is their prime's gone, but they're still, you know, they're big enough to have a recent signature model, but it's not with Fender.
Yeah. Is there a signature model from, you know, one of the top handful of companies who we talk about? So, you know, Fender, Gibson, Ernie Ball, someone like that.
Are you asking me if it's from either of those three brands, or are you asking me, do I have to make the decision as to whether they are a brand that we would talk about? I would say they are a brand that is carried by most a lot of music shops.
Okay.
That's probably the best way to describe
okay.
it.
That is good.
That's helpful.
That's helpful. The only name that I've got coming to mind, I don't think it's... Is it Lindsey Buckingham?
It's not Lindsey Buckingham, no. What do you think his signature model is carried by most music shops?
I don't know. I that was who I had in my head before I asked that question, and it didn't really help.
It's not
and...
Lindsay Buckingham.
Okay, fine.
Matt Knight.
I have a player in mind, and I'm not sure it's right because of the signature thing.
Ask a question
Is this person known for having a lot of effects pedals?
I would suggest not. That wouldn't be a thing you would think about when you think about them.
Okay, that scuppered my guess then. Well, I might as well guess the player, and then that'll at least cross that one out. Is it the Edge?
It's not the Edge, unfortunately. No. Joe Branton.
Oh, I'm so lost now.
It's not going to be... This person doesn't have a Fender or a Gibson or an Ernie Ball. I think it's like a PRS or an ESP or an Ibanez, probably.
It has to be one of those.
And
I don't know any of those people.
Just ask. Ask if it comes from those brands. That's the question, isn't it?
That is my question.
What's the question?
Does it come from one of those brands?
What are the brands?
Should I be broader and say, like, does it come from, like, is their signature model, is it from, like, a modern brand?
We know it comes from a major brand because I've said that it's carried by most music shops.
Yeah.
So your best thing to say then is, we know it's not Fender and Gibson, so then say, is it from X
PRS,
brand?
Is it from PRS, ESP or Ibanez?
No.
What brands are left?
Gretsch, maybe, I guess. Or
Joe needs to have a guess.
Yeah, you need to have a guess.
Okay. Is it Malcolm Young?
It's not Malcolm Young, unfortunately.
Okay.
J. Cross.
Is it Adrian Smith?
It's not Adrian Smith, no.
Okay.
Matt Knight.
Okay.
Ask the question and then have a guess.
Does this player play a Squire?
No.
Oh, no. Okay. I thought you were being clever with no Fender, no Gibson, but it could be a Squire. Okay. Well, my guess was J. Mascus.
It's not J. Mascus. I also don't think they've had any hits either.
I feel like we might have hit an impasse here. Yeah, okay. I don't mean to.
Yeah, let's throw the towel in on this.
What are we saying? Are we all there? Mark,
I think we should all have one more guess. I don't know.
Right. Do you want to give us a couple?
All three of you, don't ask a question. Just say a guitar player in order. So we'll go with Joe, then Jay, then Matt. If you can get it, then we're done. That person gets the 10 points. Joe Branton, say a guitar player.
I've run out of guitar players that meet this criteria.
Okay.
So
you're giving up.
I guess. Yeah.
J. Cross.
I'm also so stuck.
Yeah,
Hank Marvin.
No, Matt Knight.
Mikey Demas.
It's not Mikey Demas. So let's go over the evidence. So doesn't remind me of what we talked about. So doesn't play a Fender.
It's not George Harrison.
Hasn't got a Fender signature.
No major brands that we'd talked about.
No Gibson. No Ibanez. No Jackson. None of that stuff.
A recent signature model, but not something that the guitar nerds have taken a special note of on a Gear of the Year podcast.
Yep. They're a big band, but who are not currently
in their prime.
Yep. They've had a lot of top singles.
Yep. Okay, so what if I were to say to you those singles would be Running with the Devil, Jump, the other
EVH.
Ones. Edward Van Halen. I was expecting...
Oh, I would have said the Fender affiliation there.
That's, yeah, but it's not
I
Fender,
thought that
though,
early
is it?
On and EVH. I wrote it off. Yeah, you're right. I wrote it off early on because I was like, well, clearly that's the Strat affiliation. But yeah, no, you're absolutely right.
I think
that
it was the carried by most retailers. I was like... That's where I started to get lost. Who carries EVH?
Yeah, same.
But you would say EVH is carried by most major guitar shops, right? Like they stock EVH shops.
Yeah, you were right.
I think I don't think the clues were wrong there. I think it was you guys. Right, I've got two more of these. Do we want to do two more of these?
Should we do one more
and then get on to the next round.
Yep, fine, that sounds good. Okay, fine. Which one of these two should I do? Okay, I'll do this one. Right, who are we starting with? Jay on this one.
Is this... person alive? Is this person alive?
Yes.
Jimmy Page?
No.
Oh.
Matt Knight?
Does this person have a signature guitar?
Yes. I will rephrase your question as, has this person had a signature guitar? The answer is yes.
Okay.
I don't know if there's one currently or not.
Is it Joe Bonamassa?
It is not. Joe Branton.
Is this guitarist in their prime?
I would say they're not at their peak of their fame.
Okay.
Let's put it that way.
That's a very political way of doing it, just in case this person does listen to the podcast.
it's just in their prime is too ambiguous.
Yeah, you're right. Is it Billy Joe Armstrong?
It's not. No. J. Cross.
What are you talking about? Absolutely at the peak of his career. I don't know if you've heard Unos, Dos and Tres.
That was like 10 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly, I was going to say 20th Century Breakdown, but I think that was even longer.
Three albums since the trilogy.
So. Is that Quattro, Cinco, Six?
Yeah, exactly that. Yeah. Exactly that. Well done.
To the best of your knowledge, is this a band or an artist who you would consider one of us an avid listener to?
No.
Okay. Is it Dave Murray?
It is not. No. You're loving the Dave Murray this
I've got... The thing is that earlier for one of the other rounds, I wrote Dave Murray down and I haven't crossed his name out, and so I keep just seeing it. I'm going to cross it out now.
Matt Knight.
Is this person more famous for being a solo guitar player?
Yes.
Oh, I was going to ask that.
Okay.
Good question.
I would say yes, they are known for being a solo guitarist.
Still alive.
Although, I will put it this way, they have been in a band as well.
Okay. Is it Joe Satriani?
It is not Joe Satriani. Joe Branton.
That was a good guess, though.
Yeah, please excuse me while I cross out Joe Satriani.
Is this person known for playing Fender or Gibson?
Yes.
Is it John Frusciante?
It is not John Frusciante.
Good shout, though.
J. Cross. I wouldn't say that John Frusciante is known more as a solo guitarist than...
Oh, you're right. Yeah, I forgot about that one, yeah.
Do people listen to them because they write like banging songs, or do they listen to them because
yes or no?
They
are, yes or no.
What's the yes or no part of that?
Sorry. Do people listen to this because of the song craftsmanship as opposed to just opposed to just being a good guitar player?
They're known for songs rather than guitar playing, I would say.
Ooh,
yes.
That was a good question, J. Cross.
Okay. Is it Santana?
It's not Santana.
Matt Knight.
When this person was in a band, did they have some big singles in the 80s?
No, the band singles were not hits in the 80s.
The band?
Yeah. The band that this person was in.
They're in the band?
They were not in the band. No.
Okay.
Is it Dave Murray?
It's not that Jay already asked.
I've already guessed
Murray.
Dave Murray.
We've had Santana also, twice and Dave Murray twice.
Joe Branton.
Okay. I'm going to pass.
Okay. J. Cross.
Yeah. Is it someone whose career spans more than 30 years?
Yes.
Is it Bob Dylan?
No. Matt Knight.
Is it a female guitar player?
Yes.
I'm gonna go with an earlier one that Jay had. Is it Joan Jett?
Matt Knight, you are correct.
Yeah!
It is indeed Joan Jett. 10
Unbelievable.
Points for Matty.
I'm glad that I didn't cross Joan Jett out from an earlier guess.
Good work.
So, Matty, you got two in that round,
I did,
right?
20 points.
You got Steve Vai.
20 points.
20 points there. Jay, you got one of those or two of those?
I did, yeah, because I got Andy
got
Clark.
One. I got none.
Wait, so how many did we do there then?
Four.
Wait, who got the other one then?
We bailed on...
Eddie Van Halen.
Oh, yeah, you bailed on... Yeah, of course. Okay, fine. So the points as it stands. Oh, Matt Knight, you're on 32 points. Jay's on 51. Joe's on 19. But the good thing for you, listener, is that there's another round. This round is called round 5. Go on, name them.
Go on, name them!
Go on, name them. So I've got three.
Oh, I know. This is a Mark Packer special.
Three questions here.
This is a call your bluff.
This is
call your bluff, bad boy.
Call your bluff. So the reason there are so many points available here is that this is a bidding game. So, for example, I'm going to name a product category. Let's say it's something like, I don't know, I'm not going to do this, but let's say it's Boss pedals. I would say, how many Boss pedals can you name? And you would say, Jay, you would say, I can confidently name 20 Boss pedals. Matt, you might say, I can name 30 Boss pedals. Joe, you might say, I can't do either of those. Matt Knight, go on, name them. Or no, it could come back to Jay, and Jay could go, oh, actually, I think I could do 31. And then Matt might say, okay, Jay, go on, name them. Now, the crucial thing is there's 1 point for each you name correctly. But if you mention one that is not correct, the game stops and you lose 10 points. So you want to be bidding fairly high, I think, because to catch up with Jay's monster score. So first
round.
What
happens if you don't make the amount that you bid on? So if you say name 20.
Then you lose 10 points.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, you lose all of the things. So if in that scenario, I was like, I can name 31 easy.
And you got 30 right, but then the
30,
lot. Yep.
All of a sudden, I drop 40 points, essentially.
No,
because 10. The 30 that I hadn't quite banked.
Yeah, you can only bank them if you reach the number you say you're going to get to.
Gotcha.
So,
yep.
So our first round is Gibson's signature artists. Now, this is according to Gibson.com at the moment. Artists in their artist series page.
So current signature.
As in current signature models from Gibson.com. There are 20 possible answers here. Who wants to go first? Joe Branton, how many can you name?
I reckon I can name. I reckon I can name 8.
Okay, Joe's going with 8. Jay Cross.
I can't bear that.
Okay. Matt Knight.
Nor can I. I'm
okay,
out.
So in that case, Joe Branton.
No.
Joe Branton, go on, name them.
Okay.
Name them.
Have to be current.
Current signature artists.
Okay. All right. So
it's all right. It's only 40% of the current roster. That's all you've got to name.
No, yeah, that's fine. I reckon I can do this.
Okay.
Jimi Hendrix.
Jimi Hendrix is correct. Yes.
Okay. Cool. So, I just have to say the artist.
Yeah, you just have to say the artist.
Oh.
That's it.
Oh, that's much better. Who has Peter Frampton?
Peter Frampton is correct. That's 2. You've got 6 more to go.
Slash?
Slash is on the roster. So you've got 3. You've got, 5 more to go.
Okay. Lucas Nelson.
Lucas Nelson is there. That's 4. You got
Joe,
4.
Are you on the Gibson page?
No. We all spoke about the Lucas Nelson. He had
that's
the super cool...
The
junior. Right? Yeah.
Okay. I do remember. I just... Wow.
No.
Joe, you've got 4 more to go.
Okay.
Otherwise, you lose 10 points.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
down to 9 points.
Okay. Who? 4 more. There's going to be obvious ones, isn't there? There's got to be. They have to be current. That's the problem.
Yes, that's
it?
The whole point of the game.
Trini Lopez
is on there.
Good.
That's number 5.
Nice. Yes. Come on, Branton.
Okay. Some,
right, I'm on board with you now.
Some of the people on this will be dead, so bear that in mind.
Okay, sorry?
What did you say? Some of the people on this list, i.e. Trini Lopez, they've got current signature models, but they're not currently alive.
Right.
So you've got 5, you've got 3 more to go. I've got,
come on, Joe.
Faith you can
I believe
that.
In you.
In that case, I want to say BB King, but I really don't know if that's still being made. Maybe Chuck Berry.
Chuck Berry is on the list. That's,
oh my gosh!
That's 6. You got 2 more to go. Come on, Joey.
Come on, Joe.
I want to just. I'm not. This isn't giving you a helping hand, but I just want to let you know acoustics are included in this as well.
Okay. And I need two more.
Yep, two more. Come on, Joe.
This is going to sound... This is probably not there, but, like, this has been... I feel like I've seen this ad recently somewhere. Okay. This it sounds super random. I'm going to go Sheryl Crow.
Sheryl Crow is there, Joey B.
Yes!
You've got seven. One more to go. Come on.
Come on, Joe.
I am so out. I'm so out.
No, you can do it. You can do it.
You can do this. I've got confidence you can do this.
I believe in you.
Metal guys, old metal. I've had Slash. The Les Paul. That guy's name. The Les Paul with the contoured heel and the like Floyd. I don't know if that's still current.
I mean, the guitar that you're talking about, that person was mentioned. No, I can't say that. No.
Have I said that person already?
No.
Come on, Joe, you've got one more to get. I would say on here, there are a couple that are fairly obvious. I would also say you're now down to approximately a 60-40 split between electrics and acoustics for the remaining ones.
Honestly, half of them, they're probably discontinued, aren't they? I'm out. I'm gonna have to say
no. Come on, you can do it. You can do it.
I'm gonna go for one. But I just didn't.
You got one.
Go on.
What?
I was going to say, that guitar that you're talking about, the one with the contoured heel and the Floyd that you just started to talk about, that name has been mentioned earlier today.
That guitar might also not be on this list.
That guitar is the... Okay, so don't go with the Alex Lifeson because it's not on the list.
But the guitar you're describing could have a separate person.
The one I'm thinking of, I don't think they make it anymore. But I'm honest, I'm totally out. So I'm going to go Joe Perry.
Joe Perry is on this list. Joe Perrington has got the points.
Branton, you absolute legend. I cannot believe you pulled that off.
I'm happy with that. That was good.
Joe, mark down on your sheet that you got 8 points for that hard work, yes. Putting you absolutely nowhere near either chair on that scores. But there is another round. So right, Joe, basically you've got to go for this hell for leather to catch up.
All right, let's go.
Yeah, yeah, you think that was difficult. Wait until you get to the point where you've got the 15 different current Electro-Harmonix Big Muff pedals.
Funny you should say that, Jake. But you're not that far off. The next round is Wampler pedals, current Wampler pedals. There are 28 in total from the Wampler site. So, Joe Branton, how many can you name?
I'm not going to put myself in a precarious position in this round because I don't think I'd be very
high risk, high reward, Joe.
But I really don't know many names of the Wampler pedals. So, like, I'm gonna go like, I'm gonna say, two because
two.
Because I don't want you guys to do what you did last time. Because when I go first, everyone else just passes.
Yeah, but it would be tactical now for those two to be like, yeah, name them then, and then you name two, and you got 2 points.
I see what you're saying. Five.
Okay. J Cross.
I want Joe to name them.
Matt Knight, can you beat five? You're not that far behind Jay, so I would advise that you go for this.
It's all fun and games. I'll say six.
Joe Branton, do you want to go for seven?
How many did you say there are in total?
28.
Oh, there's loads. Seven's not even a quarter. I reckon you can name half of them, Joe.
He said seven.
No, Matt said six.
Matt said six.
So I'd have to do seven.
Yeah.
I reckon you could do 14 personally. You got to half of the catalogue.
I reckon you can do 7 at least, Joe.
Yeah, but I'd lose more than the points that I gained yes, in the last would. Round if I get them
That's
wrong.
Correct. You
no.
would.
And oh,
I
yeah,
just,
you would,
I
yeah.
just don't know. I just don't know the, no, this, I reckon, this range I very well.
I reckon you do. I reckon no. it's bet more than you expect.
I reckon you can do 7, Joe.
Yeah, I reckon you could do 7.
I'm absolutely sure that I couldn't. So okay. I'm going to let Matt do his.
So Matt Knight, go on, name them for six points.
Plexi Drive.
The Plexi Drive.
That was my risky one.
Is. Tell you what, skip over that for now.
I'll have a look.
It is there.
It's sort of.
Right, okay. All right, well, let me go for some other ones. Terraform.
Okay. Terraform is there. Let's do
Faux
that.
Faux Spring.
The Faux Spring is sort of there. The issue that we're getting into is that a lot of these are now in different formats.
I think...
So, for example, the Faux Spring is the mini Faux Spring reverb.
And that's the same with the Plexi Drive.
Yeah. So, should we
I think that's fine.
Okay, fine.
I think
so,
that's fine.
Matt, you've got three then. You've got the Plexi Drive Mini, you've got the mini Faux Spring reverb, and you've got the Terraform.
Pantheon.
The Pantheon is there. Where is it on this list, though?
It's there.
Okay. There we go. So, you've got four.
Tumnus.
Is there for five.
Paisley Drive.
Nice.
Paisley done is sort of there.
And I'll also...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, Paisley Drive's there. Yeah, okay. There we go. So 6 points. Okay. There we go, Matty.
That was a struggle.
So
you only get put on the spot.
Yeah, so write down that you got 6 points, and we're now moving into the final opportunity to pick up points. So there are 23 points available in this, and the topic is... Rolling Stones UK studio albums.
Oh my god.
So 23.
Has this been done specifically to go Joe into Double or Nothing?
There are 23 possible answers. We're going to start with Jay Cross on the bidding this time.
I literally couldn't name a single one.
So you're
single album by the greatest band in the world of all time and history.
Joe, I could not name a single one. If you held a gun to my head and said, name a Rolling Stones record, I would just say, just get it over with. Just get it over with. Just get it done. Don't make me suffer.
Right.
Because I don't know any names of any Rolling Stones records.
Joe.
Go on, this way.
Joe, to win the quiz, you can't win, but to come 1 point behind Jay, you would have to name all 23 albums.
I don't think I could do that, okay, but what do I have to do to get ahead of Matt?
It's bidding next anyway. So Matt, what can you
name? One.
Okay, Joe, can you beat one?
I can, but how many do I have to name to get ahead of Matt?
To get ahead of Matt, with the fact that Matt got 6 on the last round and you got, 8 on the last round, you need to get 11 of the 23.
Oh, that's doable.
And that would put me ahead of him.
That would put you drawing with him. You need 12 to draw.
Okay, 12 to draw. Oh, sorry,
no,
12,
sorry,
to,
12
beat
to go ahead even to beat him.
I am...
I
might as well risk it, might I? Because I'm finishing third, so I'll say 12.
12. Matt Knight, can you beat Joe?
Yes.
13.
I cannot. And I've already Googled what they are, so at least I can play along with the answers.
A little bit cheaty, but okay. So, Joe, you're going to name 12 of the Rolling Stones UK studio albums.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
I've got it. Okay.
Come on in, Joe. Okay, Joe. I believe in you.
It's only rock and roll?
It's only rock and roll is on the list. That's one.
Beggar's Banquet?
Beggar's Banquet is on the list. Two.
Get Your Yah-Yahs Out?
Joe Branton.
No. That's a studio record?
I believe it's not. I believe that is either a compilation or a live album.
Let that me... is a live album. I've just found it. That's all right. Now let's. I think he has his performance thus far has deserved one.
But that's it. Fine. That's your extra life used. You got no that's extra life. Yeah.
I've never listened to it just because the title's so bad. But like whenever I see it on Spotify, I'm like that is an awful name for a record.
Right.
So I guess if I'd listened to it, I'd have known it was a live
exactly.
album.
Exactly. Right. So you can't have that one.
Well, okay. See, well, no, I'm out.
No, right? No, let's do it. You've got two. Let's because it's, you know, that is an album. It's not a live album. It's not a studio album. But we'll give you that one slip up. We really want you to do this.
Okay. Yeah, I'm desperate for it.
So okay. You've got two so far. You've got It's Only Rock and Roll and Beggar's Banquet.
Okay. Just get the easy ones out of the way then. Exile on Main Street.
Exile on Main Street is done for three.
Let It Bleed.
Let It Bleed for four.
Sticky Fingers.
Sticky Fingers for five.
Black and Blue.
Black and Blue for six.
Oh, damn it. Oh, no. The Rolling Stones.
The Rolling Stones for seven.
Nice. That was going to be my one. I was going to go with one, and that was going to be it.
Seven. So you've got how many more? Five more to get.
Tattoo You
is on there for eight.
This is the start of their decline. I don't really like that record.
Come on, Joe.
Bridges to Babylon
Is on there for nine.
How many more?
You've got to get three more. 10, yes. 11, 12.
Easy. You can do that.
Oh. I think I'm out.
Come on, Joe.
There's two more obvious middle period ones that you should get.
A couple of, like, 60s ones.
Yeah. You can do this.
Between the Buttons.
Between the Buttons is on there. You've got it.
Nice.
So that was number 10. We just need 11 and 12. Come on, Joe.
The Rolling Stones Now.
Unfortunately, Joe Branton, that is not the name of a Rolling Stones album.
Yes, it is.
I believe that is a US album. And we are.
It was the Rolling Stones 2 over
Rolling
here.
Rolling Stones number 2 is the name of the album in the UK.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Damn it.
Joe okay. Branton, I'm afraid that means that you are minus 10 points in that round.
Surely that counts.
No, it said UK albums, and he's absolutely
quite
right.
Quite specifically, it was UK albums.
Oh, you said UK albums.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. So, right, Joe, unfortunately, that leaves you with a total of minus 2 for that round.
Damn it.
Matt Knight got 6 in that round. So, the overall totals for this rather the long quiz. Joe Branton in third place with 17 points, Matt Knight in second place with 38 points, and in first place Jay Cross with a mighty 51 points.
Wow.
Coasted.
What a score, Jay Cross.
I feel like the Fender spec round really put a spanner in the works on that.
The old talk about the tortoise and the hare, what a load of rubbish. Just run really fast and you'll be fine. You'll win it.
Just get all your points at the beginning. Job done.
And then just sit back. It's fine. Watch as your mates crash and burn whilst they try and think about the names of Rolling Stones records.
I love the Rolling Stones, but they really only had sort of like a decade period of being any good. So it's hard to name albums that span longer than that time period.
You mean you don't like Steel Wheels or Dirty Work?
Yes, no.
Tried to convince me that Blue and Lonesome, the record that came out in 2016, was really good.
It's good.
And I listened to it and I couldn't understand it at all.
That's the only one I like.
Unbelievable. Terrible taste. Well, anyway, thank you very much, Mark, for putting together that quiz. That was excellent. It really tested the old brain cogs.
Slightly longer than I was expecting. The I think we next time if we do another one, maybe the Guess Who round needs to be sped up in some fashion.
Yeah, so I'm actually, dear listener, you probably heard it a little bit cut down because I think I'm going to remove some of the sort of 20-minute pauses that we all took to think of questions.
You know, there. Most people have got their whatever they listen to podcasts on set to cut out the silences, so it'll do the work for them.
Yes, exactly. Now, that is all the time we have on this week's episode. And you can, of course, join us on Patreon at patreon.com/guitar nerds for an entire extra episode every week. You can become a Patreon supporter for as little as $1 a month. At the dollar tier, you get this episode ad-free and early every week. $5 gets you access to the Patreon special episodes and our entire back catalogue, and $10 gets you a lot, plus I'll sing you my thanks at the end of every episode. You can find us on all your favourite social media platforms and join the Guitar Nerds group on Facebook to get involved in our weekly episode discussion. Thanks for listening. You've been lovely. We've been the Guitar Nerds. Farewell.
Right.
Cheers, gang.
Bye-bye. Listen up, I know you wanna do. Checking on the Guitar Nerds when you're feeling blue. You're a Telecaster and a Stratocaster fan. You also like weather and out of bit of music, man. You take one look at a Fender custom shop. You know that that's another $3,000 you're gonna drop. And I love 50s gear, it's so unique. Now go and buy the plugin from the plugin of the week. Guitar Nerds drumming in your ears. Listen to us then, ride and drink a bunch of beers. We got Mad Guide and J-Bus too. Can even shows up when he's got nothing to do. We got JD and Naomi McCloud. But I am the best on this and since he's coming loud. But we couldn't do this podcast without you. Yeah, everything on podcast is whatever want to do. Charlie Brown, Holly Simpson, and Eric Vaughan, John Conway, the Studio Rats, the Russell Howard, Yogi the Guitarist, Ty Allen Cloud, Lickerton, Simon Skull, Harris, Joe Hubbard, Sean Hughes, Brian Hansen, Eric Emmer, Jeffrey Waxing, M. Brian Eisner, Jonathan Haverty, Kevin Mendel, Lyndon Marcus, Al Kadawaki, Robert Butterworth, Samuel Frost, Stuart Ronson, Christian Lund Hansen, Keith Adams, Eric File, Dallas Henry, Scott Utting, Jack Cutmore, Andy Manley, Simon Milborn, Kevin Sayers, Michael McVeigh, Aaron Peters, Sean Arbo, Ernie Cooper, Joe Patek, Blake Wyland, Dave Lee, Nate Nagel, Ross Edwards, John Anglin, Aaron Sherman, James Ball, Ryan McDermott, Jake Gray, Derek Rich, Scott Kennedy, Steve Merkel, oh yes, Abe Matthews, Christopher Losis, Stephen Bork, Robert Smith, Titopia the Band, J.D. Short, Andy McKenzie, Brad Page, Paul Corrigan, Rob Nordwick, Scott O'Brien, and Moog Revit.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Summer's just around the corner, so give your body the care it deserves with Osea's best-selling Undaria Algae Body Oil. Created by infusing Andaria seaweed in barrels of botanical oils, it leaves skin silky soft and glowing. Plus, it's clinically proven to improve elasticity and deeply moisturize without feeling greasy. It's safe, clean, vegan skincare. Get 10% off your first order at OseaMalibu.com with code GLOW, plus free shipping on orders over $60.